Good morning, and we're here at Open Labs, day two at the Science Museum. It's Sunday morning, and people are back in the room and batting on into the final day, which is really all about getting these prototypes as developed as possible, ready for the show and tell at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Absolutely bonkers day yesterday. I mean, really, really, really incredible experience. I think in all the good for nothings we've been doing over the last sort of 15 months, yesterday has to rate as one of the most extraordinary days, day ones. I think probably just something to do with the content, the subject matter of this whole weekend. And also, I think we had a lot of a big group of amazing scientists here all day from cancer research, and I think seeing these different groups of skilled people from different parts of society, and the scientists riffing and working and collaborating with designers and developers and strategists and all kinds of good for nothing folk, it was just an amazing thing to see. And I think, the words from all parties was just the openness, the fact that it was such a different way of working, which was refreshing for everyone. And what we were blown away with was, where people have got to. I mean, just extraordinary where we got to even by end of play yesterday. I mean, there's, working prototypes already being developed. There's, complete... for the kind of genetic challenge, there was a whole kind of data set created, and a whole system being built to house all of that data, and then a front end to show this data that has been knocking around on scientists' laptops was up and running on Android and on iOS by the end of the day, and starting to explore different ways to create interactions and almost end user experience to bring people into this citizen science challenge. So it was just nutty, really nutty. I think the day ended. I think I ended sitting with a chap called Tim and Tom, and watching Tim try and sort of hack together. Well, basically what chromosomes would sound like with some kind of audio expression of chromosome data. So that was, that was a fairly apt sort of way just to sort of finish off the day and blow our heads apart, really. So we're back and more updates through the day, but very exciting to see where this is going to go. More later.